Today is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of the 40-day period of repentance or penitence before the great festival of Easter. The early Christians believed that that was the best preparation they could have, preparing them for the death and resurrection of their Savior. Now, back in the Old Testament times, they had a spring festival also, the Passover, and they had to prepare for that too. But their preparation was not celebrating the resurrection of Christ. It was celebrating the resurrection of Christ in advance. But mainly it looked back to the time that they had escaped from their slavery in Egypt, and then it was a preview of the sacrifice of the great Passover Lamb, our Lord Jesus Christ, on the cross. Now, when King Hezekiah became king in Jerusalem, the Bible tells us they had not celebrated the Passover for a long time in the prescribed manner. They had not been following the directions of the Lord. But King Hezekiah and his advisors wanted to do things right. But the particular year they were going to do this, they were too late. The Passover was supposed to be celebrated in the first month of the year, but they had missed that. They didn't have time. But God had provided for that in His law. If you couldn't do it in the first month, you could do it in the second month. And so that's what King Hezekiah and his people did. The Bible says, 2 Chronicles chapter 30, the king and the leaders and all the assembly in Jerusalem had agreed to keep the Passover in the second month. Now, Hezekiah was king only over the southern tribes. The northern tribes did not have a God-fearing king like him. In fact, they were in danger of being swept away by the Assyrians. Nevertheless, the people up in the northern tribes also claimed to be worshiping the same God that Hezekiah worshipped. So he did something very unusual that year. The Bible says he sent runners, messengers, throughout all Israel and Judah, and this was the message he told them to bring. Children of Israel, return to the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Then He will return to the remnant of you. Do not be like your fathers and your brethren, who trespassed against the Lord God of their fathers. Do not be stiff-necked as your fathers were, but yield yourselves to the Lord and enter His sanctuary, which He has sanctified forever, and serve the Lord your God, that the fierceness of His wrath may turn away from you. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful, and will not turn His face from you if you return to Him. So Hezekiah knew that the right way to prepare for Passover was to repent and to return to the Lord and ask Him for mercy and forgiveness. So he also called for a season of penitence. Now, usually it's good to imitate our fathers and grandfathers. But Hezekiah knew that his fathers and grandfathers were not people to imitate. When your fathers and grandfathers have been rebellious and have a stiff neck and hard hearts, then you should turn away from the sins of your fathers. Now, Hezekiah's runners went up north. It says they went all the way through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh as far as Zebulun, which is Galilee, calling for the people to repent and return to their God. And what was the result? They laughed at them and mocked them. And that's the usual response of sinners to the word of the Lord. That's how they received Jesus too. He came to His own and they did not receive Him. They crucified Him. And when Jesus' apostles went around with the message of his death and resurrection and the forgiveness of sins, they also were treated badly. But, and this is the good part, it is written, nevertheless, some from Asher, Manasseh, and Zebulun humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem. And also the hand of God was on Judah to give them singleness of heart to obey the command of the king and the leaders at the word of the Lord. So just like the rain and the snow that comes from above and waters the earth and always accomplishes the things that God wants, so also when his word is spoken, there are going to be some good results. And so there were some who repented of their sins and turned to the Lord and trusted in his pardon for all their iniquities. And so on that particular year, we read a very great assembly gathered at Jerusalem to keep the feast of unleavened bread in the second month. You know, the Passover and the unleavened bread together becomes a feast that lasts for 7 days. And while these people were there, they got rid of all the idolatrous shrines and threw them into the Kidron Creek. They came from the tribes of Judah, Ephraim, Manasseh, Issachar, and Zebulun and celebrated the Passover. And when they got there, King Hezekiah prayed for them. And he said, may the good Lord provide atonement for everyone who prepares his heart to seek the Lord. Now the festival lasted for 7 days, but they were having so much joy in their celebration of this Passover, which they had not celebrated like this for such a long time, they decided, let's do it for another 7 days. And so we read, there was great joy in Jerusalem, for since the time of Solomon the son of David, king of Israel, there had been nothing like this in Jerusalem. Then the priests, the Levites, arose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer came up to his holy dwelling place, to heaven. So here we have a pattern that we can follow as we prepare for the Easter celebration during the season of Lent. Repentance and praying to the Lord for forgiveness and trusting in his pardon. The sacrifice of our Passover lamb will take place, and his glorious resurrection. And Hezekiah's runner certainly spoke the truth that still applies to us. The Lord your God is gracious and merciful, and will not turn his face from you if you return to him. So as they went to Jerusalem to celebrate this Passover, let us go to our place of worship. It's Ash Wednesday, there are services today. And go there to listen to God's word, to hear God's law condemning us for our sins, for we need to hear that all the time. But then especially also to hear what God has done for us in his love, sacrificed his son, so that we may be forgiven and have eternal life. We sing hymn 722.